Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The one of the things I like about this show is that we never start by saying,
"Wait,
like,
stop!
Hello, oh, what?
Stop! Please present the tea. Present the tea on my plate. Yes, perfect.
Hi, Kerry.
Thanks, darling. See, this is how English we are on the old Dats
British,
Life podcast.
We're not English. We're
oh, sorry.
British.
This is how British we are on the old Dats Life podcast. We're here podcasting away and." It was hot. Having a nice cup of tea.
Good what, stuff. She didn't make me a cup of tea.
Are you having a cup of tea?
No, I'm not. Because you didn't make me one.
Well, maybe you should order a cup of tea.
Okay. Kerry! I'm not sure she can actually hear me.
Unfortunately not.
Kerry!
She'll get there if she listens to the podcast. Ooh! Just downloaded the new game.
Yeah.
Hydrophobia Prophecy. Just finished downloading. Right, I'll play that later.
What? Okay. I don't want to know, actually. I don't want to know.
Well, no, it's about...
I don't want to know.
After last week.
I don't want to know. I'm just not interested.
Have you seen the new 50 Shades of Grey game?
There's a game?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Ah.
What do you do in it?
Well, you play the role as the main character. And you go around and you score those hoes.
Score those hoes?
Yeah, that's how you score points.
Like a garden hose.
Yeah, is that yeah?
Is that what it is? You go around and you have to walk.
You go water the plants. Water the garden. Yeah.
Yeah, water the garden. You want the grass to be nice and moist. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For it to grow.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
So you're listening to That's Life podcast. Welcome to the show. First time listeners, welcome and brace yourselves. You never know what to expect with That's Life.
It doesn't get any better than this.
You'd say we're spontaneous?
Yeah, we spontaneously... Make up words like spontaneously.
Spontaneously. And pling. Pling.
And pling. That's ours.
Pling, yeah, will be a copyright word one day in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's interesting that there's an Oxford English Dictionary, but not an Oxford American Dictionary. It's interesting that.
Isn't it? I thought there was.
Is that?
I thought there was.
Well, there's no Oxford. Is there an Oxford?
Are you just
America?
Assuming that there isn't?
I did assume, yes.
Oh.
Oxford American Dictionary. Oh, there is!
I thought there was!
It was... Well, hold on. This was first originally published on the 2nd of September 2010. So there's only existed a dictionary for American words for 7 years. Whereas I think you'll find the English dictionary...
But the facts are that they both exist.
...in 1884. It's like 200 years old.
1884?
Well, it's not
Come
200
on, Dave.
Old.
Your maths isn't that bad.
Well, it's
so, right.
It's,
so, what,
it's
so what you've learned, right,
yeah.
is that Dave doesn't really... He just makes stuff up. He doesn't really know what he's saying. He just kind of assumes stuff.
Just say,
and his
just
maths
say
is
stuff.
Terrible.
That's, just,
what,
no,
that's what we've learned.
I was off on a whim. It's 117 years. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway.
That's still not that close. Just close. This is embarrassing, I think is the word.
It was James Murray authored it. There you go. You learn while you laugh with us.
Sometimes you learn things that aren't correct as well.
True facts.
So hello and welcome to Dat's Life podcast with Dave, who is not me, and Tom, who is me.
So Tom, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Are you very well? I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, I'm actually a bit tired. I lied when I said I was very well.
It's been a difficult, long day. It's not really been a difficult day.
It's been a long day.
It's just been a long day. You know, getting up at 6 a.m. It takes its toll on you after a while.
Yeah.
But this nice, steaming hot cup of cha, as sometimes we call it over here, is nice. It's going to keep me going. I read today that you're not meant to have caffeine after 12 noon, apparently. It disrupts your sleep if you do that.
Really?
I was like, 12 noon? Come on. I need at least 4 cups of tea in the afternoon just to get me through the day.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
It disrupts your sleep. I mean,
from 12 noon, really? For God's sake.
12. I mean, they come up with all sorts of stuff. Like, you shouldn't eat this, shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't laugh.
I know, you get wrinkles. You just get wrinkles.
Yeah, you get wrinkles if you laugh.
I'm going to be a wrinkly.
You shouldn't smile. No.
I'm 30. No smiling. No, just don't do anything. Just don't do anything.
No, just don't move. Just don't even breathe in or out. Just that's the best way to
stay alive.
You know, to not die.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, got a bit of a cough there. Coughtastic. Oh. It's coming back with a vengeance. No, I've been well though in myself.
That's good to know.
As far as I'm aware. So you've been busy doing work related things?
I've been busy at work. Does that count as work related?
That's work related.
Or was that just work?
No, I think that counts. It's a bit of a milestone for myself today, or day of recording. It's 2 years now since I've worked at my current place of employment. So,
congratulations.
You know, thank you very much. And the funny thing is, that's the longest time I've ever worked for any company. So there you go.
Oh, you haven't been fired yet.
I haven't lost the job yet. Yeah. So that's a positive. But we've been doing Dat's Life longer than 2 years. So
I was going to say
So technically, this job has gone on. But this isn't a real job. A real company I've worked for 2 years. So that's nice. like you say, I'm amazed I'm still there myself. But
yeah.
More fool then.
That's the spirit.
What else have we got lined up today, Tom?
Well, should we talk about our trip?
We could break straight in.
Let's break straight in.
Let's break it in.
So me and Dave and our girlfriends and
Matty Boy.
And the fifth wheel.
The spare wheel.
Important though. Are you still coughing?
No, I'm sorry. I've got a bit of a tickly cough in the moment.
Oh, Dave. We've been here before. It didn't end well.
No.
Is everything okay? Do you need to drink more tea?
More tea. Oh, he's got one now too. You need some tea,
mate. I'm all good.
You need a nice tea.
Kerry didn't make me any tea, did she?
Well, Catherine's there.
No, she isn't.
Why?
Not in the room.
Send her a text.
Text her into the next room.
I think you should text her and see what she replies.
Could really do with a cup of tea, darling.
Go on, I dare you.
No way. That's
why
mean.
Not? That'd be funny. I'll see if she replies back.
Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, that'd be quite a good game, actually. You tell me what I have to text my girlfriend, and I tell you what you have to text your girlfriend. And you got to do it.
Okay, maybe
another time. Yeah,
maybe another time. Another time. So we're going to the land of Silverstone. In about 2 weeks. 2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks' time, we will be in each other's company.
We'll be in each other's. Yeah. I misinterpreted what you were saying there.
I just meant we would be, you know, spooning in bed.
Well, all five.
Is that not what you thought?
All five. Oh, Jesus.
Just the two of us.
Be a bit awkward.
No, just the two of us.
Oh. Well, the other people, what would everyone else be doing?
I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, okay.
No, they'll be filming us.
No, it's... Oh, God.
Taking pictures.
Put it on the Dad's Life Twitter page. I love it. A bit like Serena Williams in her...
Let's delete all this bit.
Tone down.
So me and Dave are going to Silverstone. In 2 weeks. Oh, God. Are you okay, Dave?
Just mute me. There's no blood, it's fine.
Oh, God.
That's horrible. I don't know where that's come from. It's you.
You all right?
It's you. You make me laugh.
I'm sorry about that.
You put a smile on my face.
That's why you're so wrinkly. Spending too much time with me.
Nice.
No, stop. Stop smiling and laughing.
So I'm just going to stand up for a minute. I'm just going to do the old fashioned.
Just stand up, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be together this time in 2 weeks. That's a nice thought, isn't it?
Yeah, and then in 2 weeks sorry, are you all right? Do you want to take a minute?
I'm good. I'm just chucking.
You're good. I'll just mute all your coughs.
Yeah, you can mute me. It's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, so we will be at the British Grand Prix to watch, not to to take part. We're not.
Not this year.
We're not that good yet. Yeah, perhaps in a year's time.
But that being said, if Force India would like a sponsor, get in touch.
Yes, I mean, that's Life F1 has a certain ring to it.
Ooh.
What about Force That's Life?
It sounds a bit aggressive.
Force, yeah, that's true.
You don't want to force. You don't want to. You can't force in, Tom.
Yeah, that's
just like when you try to force my CD into my CD.
Oh, yeah, player. Didn't work.
Exactly. You got to be gentle.
Can't force it in. You got to ease it in.
Yeah, indeed. It's a good life lesson there.
Yes.
So yes.
What are we talking about?
Formula One. We're going to Formula One.
What about That's Life Force?
That's Life Force. Sounds good.
Super That's Life.
Super That's Life. It's when That's Life evolves into the next level.
Super Force That's Life.
I don't know what to say.
Super anymore. That's Life Force.
I just don't know.
Right, let's move on.
let's move on to say. So we got lots of fun planned. We got Monopoly.
What?
Well, you're gonna come around to mine, right?
You didn't run this past me.
Oh, we got Exeter Monopoly to enjoy. We've got the Xbox. Oh, we
sounds
can play
awful.
Some Formula One. 2010 on there.
Oh yeah.
We go to the pub, have a nice little game of pool.
Yeah.
See all these British things.
We can make tea and drink tea.
Oh, we could drink lots of tea and biscuits and have some scones.
No, it's scones.
Is it?
You're saying it wrong because there's a very simple way to work it out. You say now it's here, now it's scone. So if it was scone, you couldn't do the joke.
It's scone. Goon. It's goon. It's not goon, is it? It's not goon
you
at all.
Posh f***.
So there you go. Teresa. Scone, bitch.
Scone. Scone, bitch. Teresa scone. Oh, we wish.
We're going to Friday, we're going to Saturday, and we're going Sunday.
Yep.
I've got my tickets right here.
Have you?
I can tell you for any fan listening, I'm going to be on Sunday in seat 0028. There you go.
Good stuff.
We might not be sat together, but I'm sure we could survive. No.
Well, we can wave. I can wave at you.
We can wave at each other. Yes, indeed. Look, we're very much looking forward to it. Predictions for the race. Who knows after what happened in Baku?
Hamilton, I think, will
Lewis,
bring it home.
I hope Lewis.
The home victory.
Palmer, so score some points.
Yeah.
There's a chance. He's in it.
He's got a chance.
I reckon that'll be his last chance.
You reckon? Oh. Could it be his last race?
Probably. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you're done, mate. Off you go. Off you trot.
Let's hope the fans... The fact that he knows that we'll be there to support him.
Indeed.
We'll pull him through.
Hashtag Jolyon up the Dat's Life. Dat's Life support Jolyon.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a great idea. I'm sure that will catch on with our fan.
That's for Palmer.
That's for Joe, maybe.
Maybe.
What's his number? What's his number?
Don't know. Why would I know that?
You're meant to be like the F1 encyclopedia.
Hey Siri, what is Jolyon Palmer's Formula One number?
Okay, I found this on the web for what is Jolyon Palmer's Formula One number.
30.
30?
He's 30, yeah.
So it could be, that's for Joe 30.
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
Kerry just did the universal signal for, I would like to use your laptop, please.
What does the universal signal look like?
It's something like a spider.
Like a spider?
Yeah, with our fingers, like, you know. Bleh. You want the charger as well? Oh, she doesn't ask for much, does she? Have the entire bag. Okay, she's sorted. Where were we? Where were we going?
We were just discussing Silverstone 2017.
Yeah, so Silverstone, man, it's gonna be epic.
We're gonna do some live tweets and some Facebook lives. That's lives.
That's lives. Absolutely.
So, if you would like to see some live clips of the F1, check out our pages.
Watch out for that, because they're going to be so cool. It's going to blow you straight away, straight out of the place. So,
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, what Dave said.
So you're going to drive up to the hotel, I guess. You'll check yourselves in and then give me a bell when you're ready, and I can pop on over with the champagne.
Team up with the champagne and strawberries.
Oh, strawberries as well. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're not bringing strawberries.
Oh, I guess it's that time of
How
year,
can
isn't
you
it?
Sit in the bath without strawberries? I mean, what the hell, man?
Well, you get a bath with your hotel. Oh, that's nice.
Maybe we don't actually.
Oh, just shower. It's not quite the same.
Yeah, you can't sit down in the shower. It's a bit more difficult.
Well, yeah.
It's not as enjoyable.
It's hard floor, you know.
The bath are usually hard as well.
Yeah, but the bath is like curved.
Yeah.
Sort of. Anyway, so do you have anything else? Anything else you'd like to bring up about Silverstone? Anything you want to do while you're in Milton Keynes? Bit of shopping, I imagine.
I don't think we're going to have time to shopping. Like, I don't like shopping. I don't really like shopping. I'm not going to shop. I'm not going there for the shopping. I'm going there for the racing. What I would quite like to do whilst we're there is one of the nights to watch one of the bands that are playing, but I don't know who's actually playing.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that too. Yeah, so there's going to be like concerts and stuff.
I'm going to look now because I have looked. I've just forgotten. Travis. Okay, let's not do. Oh, it's
okay.
Thursday night, so we're not.
Well,
Thursday.
We're missing Travis.
Oh well.
Oh Travis. Blow.
Okay, Silverstone 2017 concerts. Here we go. Okay, Rolling Stone. Oh no.
Whoa.
I thought the Rolling Stones, but it's Rolling Stone tickets that I saw.
What?
Oh. It's I think it's just a brand name. Okay, here we are. Friday there isn't one, I don't think.
What? Oh, so Saturday.
So Reef, have you ever heard of Reef?
Reef.
Reef concert and for Hoosiers.
Oh, I guess they're like, oh, that'd be good. If
you ever heard of the Hoosiers?
No, but I assume what they'll be a band of.
We'll have to find out a little bit more about them before we go.
And it depends on the weather as well, because if it's pouring down with rain,
yeah, that's true.
We're going to want to get out of there. It'll be just like Glastonbury. Not that yes. I've ever been.
No, nor have I.
No, and we're going to miss the camping.
Oh yeah, we're going to drive back and forth. I'm glad of this.
You think this is an improvement?
Yeah, you're making a lot of sound over there.
I'm sorry, I'm sorting out the beanbag.
The beanbag? Didn't know you had a beanbag.
This is the comfort room, mate. This is the chill out room. We've got beanbags in here. We've got teddy bears. It's all sorts. It's awesome. Right.
Good times. Before we finish our F1 chat, a little while ago we were asked some F1 related questions, which were meant to be on a show about like 2 months ago. I couldn't make it or something. So we never... What I'm saying is we're going to talk about them now. Was that really bad? Was that really terrible?
Apologise for Tom's terrible introduction there. And we also apologise for being so late with these. So let's head straight in. This is a question that's coming from David Butler. Good first name there. I appreciate that. So his question is, how different do you think F1 would have been if Ayrton Senna had walked away at the end of 89 as he considered doing in plus generals?
In general plus safety.
Sorry, my words failed me there.
it happens to the best of us, mate.
Yes. So if Ayrton Senna had left Formula 1 in 1989, end of the season, he would retire as a single...
One-time champion.
One-time champion, indeed. What thoughts there on your side?
I think my first thoughts is that F1 wouldn't have been as good for a start. Because he is
a legend, yeah.
Hero. And think of the effect that Hamilton would have had on him. Because we know like how he kind of used Senna as like the gauge of where to get. Like he's like the what's the
ultimate,
word?
Ultimate.
For.
Yeah.
The
ultimate master.
The bar to reach, if that makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah.
So perhaps we wouldn't have him. Or he wouldn't be as good.
He wouldn't have reached his peak potential.
I'm sure you could say that about a lot of them who would have aspired to be like him.
A lot of drivers got their inspiration from Senna. Obviously Hamilton had the yellow helmet
Yeah. So I suppose in that sense it would be a shame. And then in terms of safety, I mean, like a lot of it improved once he died.
It's unfortunate to say, but yeah, Formula One took note from that point. Oh, there is something wrong here.
And
it drove safety standards to be pushed further. Would have another driver had an accident and lost his life? Well, obviously, Ratzenberger the same weekend did. Who's to say another one hasn't? Of course, people have died in Formula One cars since. As we all know. So I think the drive for safety would have continued, but possibly not as much as it would have done.
But I guess it depends as well. If Senna had left and instead of being an F1 decided to work on the safety side, you know, if he kind of spent his time doing that, then it might have improved it more.
To drive it forward from his outsider point of view. It's an interesting question because obviously it'll be a lot of things different. Nigel Mansell would probably won a few more championships. That's for sure.
Alain
Prost would have probably won the 1990 with Ferrari. Ifs and buts. There's a lot of ifs and buts in Formula One. That's what we love about it.
But I think the main thing I take from that is that the sport wouldn't be as good without him.
No, it would be be a massive loss. Ayrton Senna, three-time
champion. And it was a massive loss.
Yeah. Ayrton Senna, three-time champion, is just written in legend. If it was Ayrton Senna, one-time champion.
Yeah. And if you think about the amount of like times he won or took pole or did like an amazing pole lap or did an amazing pass or, you know, like these great times that we wouldn't have had if he had left.
Yeah, and we would have no film.
Well, no film.
The Senna film. The Senna film.
Oh, the Senna film. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That'll be a lot shorter, wouldn't it?
Well, yes. Yes.
No, I think if Senna did walk away in 89, he probably would have come back. A bit like Rosberg's coming back next year with Ferrari.
Oh, you had it here first.
Oh.
Imagine.
Imagine.
No, I don't. I don't really want him back.
That's a dreadful thought. That's just chills down my spine. Anyway, we have one more question. This is from Back of the Grid, and who ask, who is your ultimate fave F1 driver and why? It's difficult for me. My favourite driver is always going to be Damon Hill.
Oh yes, yeah,
that's
yeah.
It's purely because when I was growing up, Hill was the man. He was the British. He was carrying the flag. You know, and I get Damon wasn't. He's not the best. He wasn't the best. But on his day, he could beat the best. That's what was great about him.
And I don't think of. I think of really good things when I think of Hill. I think of the year that he won it. Like when I got up at whatever time it was and watched it with my dad and stuff and Spa.
That was Spa 98. That was magical.
I mean,
truly magical.
Yeah. I just think of really good things. And the times that he took off Schumacher.
Yeah, he didn't like Schumacher, did he?
Was it 95 that there was two or three times that he took him out?
Yeah, well, he took 94, 95. 94. I think they must have hit. Did they hit in 96? I don't think they did, actually. 97 they definitely did. 98 they almost did. But that's just it. It's nostalgia. It's nostalgia. I mean, obviously, you got Hakkinen. He was.
Yeah.
I would rate Hakkinen higher than Damon Hill. But
you prefer Hill to...
I prefer Hill because that's, you know, it's difficult to say he was the underdog because he wasn't the underdog because he was a world champion, but that's the perception of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you agree with that? Is there another driver you think, oh, yeah?
I mean, we've got to have a shout-out for Jensen. I mean, what a man, what a legend.
The man, the legend, the button.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. He's just really, I mean, again, I think of like, was it 113 starts before he won a race?
Yeah,
is that right?
Like that.
Yeah, similar. And there was years where we were saying, when will he win a race? Will he win a race?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and then of course he won the world championship after this.
He silenced everybody.
Yeah, it was really worth it. It's a shame. I mean, he did have the best car, but
Schumacher had the best car.
Yeah, but he also at times had to compete with wasn't straightforward in all of his whereas Jensen really had to beat one guy.
Jensen had to dig deep. It wasn't a slam dunk for him, especially in the mid part of the year. It was hard. It wasn't easy. But Jensen a close second.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drivers I have a soft spot for as well. But for ultimate favourite driver, Damon Hill. Sorry guys, we've run out of time to edit this episode, so we have had to split it. Thanks for listening to part 1 of episode 48. Tom and I are off to Silverstone now, but we shall be back with part 2 when we return.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
That's Life podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. check out BritPodScene.com or follow BritPodScene on Twitter to find out more.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.